I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News.
We never expected 2024 to start like this huge disaster. And we haven't even seen the end of it because it's still shaking.
That's A3's Takeshi Takazawa. The 7.5 magnitude quake struck the Noto Peninsula on New Year's Day, triggering multiple major aftershocks, tsunami alerts, and a deadly collision between a Coast Guard plane carrying emergency supplies and a passenger aircraft at the Haneda Airport in Tokyo. Emergency aid can only be delivered by air, and rescue workers are racing against time to find survivors. A3's National Church Network is mobilized and standing by for the second and third wave response.
That's a first response. Pray, asking God, please save those people. And not just physically, but eternally, spiritually, they will be saved.
And not all, but many of the 16.2 million United States veterans
are in the fight for their life, whether it's depression, anxiety, suicide, divorce. They're fighting to try and be happy, healthy, and whole again based on the trauma they've been through.
Steve Prince leads Warriors Set Free, a division of Set Free.
John 10:10 says Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came to give us life and give it fully. That's what we want for these military veterans and first responders.
Based in West Michigan, Warriors Set Free started a second branch in Georgia in late 2021. They have four freedom events on the horizon this year for struggling veterans.
I love the idea of taking the physical fight from our physical enemy and bringing it to the spiritual and fighting for these men and women who have sacrificed so much for our freedom.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.